Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Capital Area Transportation Authority, known as CATA, provides public transportation services in the greater Lansing area. According to its own financial statements, CATA consistently operates at a loss of more than $40 million per year. In the September 30, 2016 financial statements posted on its website, it showed operating losses for that fiscal year and the one immediately preceding it were $44 and $43 million, respectively. But CATA also received what are described as non-operating revenues of $34 and $35 million for those two fiscal years without any description as to their source. I am confident that these subsidies are ultimately paid by taxpayers. The losses are actually even worse than reported on the financial statements. The balance sheet at September 30, 2016 reports long-term liabilities for unfunded pensions and other post-retirement benefits of about $11.5 million. However, the correct unfunded liabilities are actually far larger. CATA's pensions are fairly well funded. As of the beginning of last year, future pensions were almost 87% funded, leaving only $4.7 million in underfunding. However, it's a different story with retiree health care benefits. As of September 30, 2017, assets set aside cover less than 19% of the actuarial accrued liabilities for retiree health care, a shortfall of almost $29 million. CATA does not provide any explanation on its website why it claimed on its September 30, 2015 balance sheet that it owed less than $6 million for these benefits, about $6.5 million a year later, but a year later owed $29 million? What is also strange is a category on the balance sheet that is not included in either liabilities or net assets that is titled Deferred Inflow Related to Pension. Is this merely another liability that CATA chose not to include in the proper category? With such huge losses and taxpayer subsidies, compounded with deceptive financial reporting, should CATA be closed down or sold to the private sector? Taxpayers deserve to know. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.